Good morning. This is Agashwani Gohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The Election Commission will issue the notification for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha election tomorrow. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in this 7th and last phase. Nominations can be filed till 14th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on 1st June. National Testing Agency, NTA, yesterday conducted the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET. Over 24 lakh students were eligible for the exam. It was conducted at different centres across 557 cities throughout the country and 14 cities outside India. NTA said in one of the exam centres in Sawai Mathupur in Rajasthan, there was incorrect distribution of question papers, and by the time the invigilator could correct the mistake, some candidates left the centre with question papers. The NTA said, apart from the incident, the NEET UG 2024 examination was conducted smoothly and peacefully at all other examination centres across the country. It emphasised that this incident has not compromised the integrity of the examination process at other centres. NTA said the examination of approximately 120 affected candidates from the centre in Rajasthan was conducted yesterday itself to ensure that their academic aspirations are not affected due to this incident. It also assured its commitment to conducting examinations with transparency, integrity and fairness. Governor of Manipur, Sushri Anusuya Uke, inaugurated School on Wheels yesterday at a ceremony held in Imphal. The initiative, which is being implemented by Vidya Bharati Shiksha Vikas Samiti, Manipur aims to reach out to the students in the relief camps in the state. The school bus is equipped with a library, computers and sports items with a teacher and visits relief camps in different places in the state. The governor appreciated the initiative and said that children living in the camps should not face any deficiency in education. She said that the initiative will help in reaching out the displaced students staying in the relief camps. The governor also directed the chief secretary to take steps to extend support to the Samiti in enhancing the number of such buses. Seventh Assam Rifles yesterday commemorated the 33rd anniversary of Operation 2T, which took place in Kupwara, Jammu and Kashmir on May 5, 1991. In Operation 2T, 72 terrorists were neutralized and 13 were apprehended, and a total of 118 weapons, largely AK-47 series, were seized. On the occasion, Director General of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General P.C. Nair, laid a wreath at the Unit War Memorial of 7th Assam Rifles at Kaspani and paid homage to the two brave hearts who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty during Operation 2T. On the occasion, soldiers who were part of the operation were invited to Assam Rifles and were felicitated. In addition, General Nair also interacted with retired junior commissioned officers and other ranks. During his interaction with ex-servicemen, General Nair praised the unwavering commitment and bravery displayed by the soldiers during Operation 2T. He acknowledged that their actions have inspired generations and showcased the true meaning of bravery and selflessness in the face of adversity. General Nair expressed gratitude to all the veterans, their families and the Veer Naris for their sacrifices and service to the nation. In weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall spell accompanied by thunderstorms and gusty winds over northeast India till 7th May. fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall, accompanied with isolated thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are very likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 7 days. And in sports, Nagaland badminton players make their mark in the second Open Bhutan Badminton Federation 2024, which concluded at Poin Sholing Multipurpose Hall yesterday. Riku Kape backed the men's singles title, while in mixed doubles, Zako Seye and Ekum Yala emerged as champions. In women's doubles, Bendang Naro and Ekum Yala secured a runner-up position. Altogether, 5 players from Nagaland took part in the tournament hosted by Bhutan Badminton Federation. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.